Welcome to Gemara Markings. Today's shiur is Avodah Zarah, Daf Yutes. Don't forget to click on the Daf option in order to view a marked Daf Gemara for today's shiur. If you are not fully familiar with our Gemara marking system and wish to benefit from its great rewards, it is essential that you study all of the introductory material accessed by clicking on the Learn the System option provided on the sidebar of our home page. If you are already partially familiar, you will benefit by clicking on the brief 4-minute introduction that is available here. Being that our system is a visual approach to the Daf Gemara, it is recommended that you print out the Daf before the shiur. And even better, order your personal volume of this Maseches. Our address is gmarkings@gmail.com. We are picking up the Gemara 8 lines from the top of Daf Yud Tes. We open up with a Pasuk from Tehillim, Kuf Yud Beis, Pasuk Aleph. Ashrei Ish Yorei Es Hashem B'mitzvoisov Chofetz Ma'oi. The Gemara opens up with a diuk, with an inference that raises an eyebrow. The beginning of the pasuk said Ashrei Ish, so are we to assume that there is a gender preference here? Ish meaning a man. Ashrei Ish velo Ashrei Isha. Are we to say fortunate is a man that is God fearing and not a woman? Amar Rabbi Amram Amar Rav. Ashrei mi she'oseh tshuva k'shu ish. The word ish is not a reference to gender, but rather reference to a level of strength. That fortunate is a person who decides to practice tshuva, penitence from sins, when he is a man, when he is with strength. In other words, he should. The blessed is, or fortunate is, the one that recognizes the Creator when he's in his youth, before he reaches old age. Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi Omar, Ashrei mi shemizgaber al Yitzro ke'ish. Fortunate is the one that's able to overcome his evil inclination with strength. That's the idea of ish, meaning with strength, like a gibor. Both of these rushes obviously are not saying anything to the exclusion of women. The pasuk that we just read also says the following: B'mitzvoisav chofetz ma'oid. Omar Reb Elazar, b'mitzvoisav v'lo b'schar mitzvoisav. The praiseworthy individual is one who has a great desire for the performance of the mitzvos of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, of the Almighty's commands, and not one who's waiting for the reward for the mitzvahs. V'hainu disnan. And based on this, we have the following teaching. Or more accurately, what we just said is based on the teaching in Maseches Avos. It says, Hu hoya oimer. You can see we have a Tanaic source here by virtue of the fact that this is a framed off section. In our Gemara markings, we frame off the Tanaic sources to set it apart from the rest of the Gemara text. So the Mishnah in Ovis says, Hu hoya oimer, al tiu ke'avodim hamishamshin es harav almenas lekabel pras. Do not be like servants who serve their master in order to receive a reward. Elohayu ke'avodim hamishamshin es harav shelo almenas lekabel pras. But rather be as servants who serve their master without the intention of receiving a reward. A little more ought to be commented on this. Let us glance at the Tosfos on the second from the top. Almanas lekabel pras, pirush. The idea of do not be a servant who serves in order to receive a reward, this means betoyhe im lo tavo she'loso. Kemo shoysim ovde kechovim. That we are prevailed upon not to be disappointed or upset if we don't receive our desired reward. Similar to the way of idol worshippers, that when they don't receive their expected reward from their deities, they express exasperation. Aval, im eino itoye, let us say someone is serving the Kodesh Baruch Hu, he's doing his commands, his mitzvahs, and expects reward, but finds that he doesn't receive the reward. And that does not cause him to be upset, and certainly to have no regrets over the performance of the mitzvah. As far as that's concerned, that's a different story. Domi lahodi amrin parakama de bava basu parakama de psachim uber Rosh Hashanah tesanya. The following is found in numerous locations. The Brisa says sela zeh letzokef. If a person dedicates a coin to charity and he stipulates amenas shiyichya bini, on condition that my son lives. In other words, someone is giving charity. And in as far as this Tosfos is concerned, it seems that the charity is simply an example of many mitzvahs, of all the mitzvahs, that one is doing the mitzvah with a certain expectation, with a condition that he merits such and such a reward. Hareze tzadik gomor, that's considered a fully righteous individual. In other words, there is nothing wrong with one who does mitzvahs with the expectation of receiving reward. The problem arises, or the potential problem arises, only if a person, upon not seeing the reward, then expresses regrets over his having done the mitzvah, namely what the Tosfos calls toye. However, if a person says or expects reward but realizes if he doesn't receive the reward that that's also okay, that's called a tzaddik gomor. Continuing in our Gemara, ki'im besuras Hashem cheftzoi uvesuroso yege yoimam v'layla. Omar Rebbe, ein odom loyme Torah elo mimokim sheliboy chafetz. The posuk made reference to besuras Hashem cheftzoi. Cheftzo means has to do with desire. So from here, Rebbe says that a person will not experience success in learning unless he is learning from he's learning material or a section of Torah that he particularly desires. Rashi talks about that a Rav should not teach his student other than a masechet, that a tractate that the student requests from him. Otherwise, the fear is that he will learn something that he doesn't desire to learn, and he won't retain it, because a person's heart is set upon that which he desires. Continuing in the Gemara, Shinemar, the teaching of Rebbe is based on the pasuk we just quoted, Shki'im v'toras Hashem cheftzo. And now a little story to illustrate that. Before we go on, however, with the Gemara, let us note the topic heading that we've assigned to this section of Gemara. We've called it Derech Limud, the proper way to approach Torah learning. And we will see as we go down this Omid numerous Ma'amore Chazal describing the suggested way to achieve maximum success in one's Torah learning. One might refer to this as the instructor's manual of how to go about Torah education. So, as we mentioned, a little story is now presented to illustrate this idea of one is able to request or he will see maximum results if he learns that which he desires. Levi v'Reb Shimon v'Rebbe Yasvi Kamei d'Rebbe V'Kopaski Sidra. Levi and Rebbe Shimon, who was Rebbe's son, were sitting in front of Rebbe Yudah Hanasi, and they were learning Parshios of Mikra. They were learning Tanakh. Solik Sifra. They finished one of the books of the Tanakh. Now the time comes to choose a new Sefer to continue in their studies. Levi Omar Laisi Lon Mishlei. Levi said, let us continue with the book of Mishlei. Reb Shimon Barebi Omar Laisu Lon Tilim. Let us learn the book of Tehillim. Kafye Lilevi V'aisu Tehillim. Levi was overruled, and they brought Tehillim. They sought the desire of Reb Shimon. Kimotu Hocha. When they got to this point, which, by the way, isn't very far into the book of Tehillim. After all, it's the second posuk that says, Ki'im besuras Hashem cheftzoi. we just finished learning that this pasuk means that a person will learn only if he learns that which his heart desires. So when they got to this pasuk, Porish Rabbi V'Omar, Rabbi explained. Rabbi was the teacher, and he explained, Ein Adam lo mei Torah elo mimokam shelibo chofetz. A person learns only from a place that he has, from a place meaning from a source of information, from a material that he wants to learn. Omar Levi, Levi upon hearing this said, Rabbi, nosato li rishus lamod, you've given me permission. Now let's recount. Levi wanted to learn Mishlei, not Tehillim. They had just started learning Tehillim. Upon hearing this, Levi, who wanted to learn Mishlei, says, you have now given me license to excuse myself. Omar Rav Abdimi Bar Chamo, kolo oisek b'Torah, HaKadosh Baruch Hu oise loy chafotzov. A person who is engaged in Torah learning, who's dedicated to Torah learning, the Almighty will perform the individual's will and fulfill his desires. Shenemar, the pasuk says, Ki'im besoras Hashem cheftzoi. Rashi points out, Oiseloi chafotzov hochi koma kro. Ki'im betoras Hashem, if a person chooses Torah study, then Oseh cheftzo, HaKadosh Baruch Hu will fulfill the person's desires. At this point in the Gemara, we have a new geometric form, and on the side we indicate a house marking. This mivneh, this structural note says, Sidro shel rova, these are a series of rova comments, benoisei derech halimud, with respect to the issue of the proper way to go about Torah learning. Omar Rava, Li'olam Yilmoid Adam Torah B'Mokoyim Shelibo Chofetz. This Meimra, this statement of Rava sounds very similar to that which Rebbe said just above, with one minor difference. The word B'Mokoyim starts with a base, whereas the word Rebbe used was Mimokoyim, starting with a Mem. So Rava's comment is explained by the Marsha when he says Bimokom Shalibo Chafetz, that a person learns from the teacher that he desires. In fact, we saw a Gemara recently in this Masechta that said that Lo Kol Odom Zoichelumoid Eitzel Kol Rav, that not everyone is successful learning by just anybody. So success in learning can be dependent also on from whom one is learning. So that the comment of Rava is suggesting that one will be successful only if he learns by the type of, by the person he desires to learn from. The Omar Rava, Betchilo Nikreis Al Shmo Shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu. When one approaches the study of Torah, initially, before he's delved into it, it's referred to as God's Torah. Ulebasof, after a person has studied the Torah, then Nikreis Al Shmo, it's called your Torah. It's referred to by the person as the person's Torah. Shinemar, Besoros Hashem Cheftzo. The pasuk starts off by talking about Torah Hashem, the Torah of God. And then then the pasuk goes on to say the student's Torah, the one who studies it, that's the Torah of the studier. The Omar Rava, Li'olam Yilmad Odom Torah V'achakach Yehege. A person should initially study Torah from his Rav until he develops fluency in the in the basic meaning of the Torah, the what's referred to as the Girsas HaTalmud. And afterwards, Achakach Yehege means, and afterwards he should delve into it and analyze. Shinemar Besoiros Hashem V'hodar U'besoiroso Yehege. In other words, there's an initial stage called Toras Hashem, and then afterwards there's a stage called Yehege. For this, it's very important for us to look into Rashi. Yilmad Odom, Rashi says, Me Raboi, he should absorb Torah from his teacher, Ad Shetei Girsas HaTalmud U'Pirusho Shkuro Lo B'Fiv, until the basic text and simple meaning is fluent in his mind. And the Acharkach Yehege, Rashi says, Ye'ayein B'Talmudo, to analyze the Talmud that he's learned, L'damois Milsa L'Milsa, to compare one topic to the other, L'Hakshoisu L'Taretz, to raise questions and offer answers, U'Borishonu Lo Ya'asekein, but at the outset one is not to engage in this type of Torah study. One is first to complete the Torah on a superficial basis, the Talmud being the Shas, finish the Shas, and do so with a simple explanation, and afterwards one is expected to go on and delve into the deeper meaning of all the different sugyas. And Rashi points out, uborishoino lo yasekein, but in his first time through, in his initial learning, he should not do that. He should not engage in the analysis. Why? Two reasons. One, shemo yivateil varav lo yimtzaloi kol shah, because a person might become, in the course of time, he might become boteil, meaning unable to learn, and the rav from whom he was gaining the simple meaning is no longer available. He's not always available. So when you have an opportunity to take advantage of the rav, take advantage of him all the way, for fear of his becoming unavailable at a certain point. And then the oid, a second reason for first investing in the Girsas HaTalmud Pirusho, is the Achar Shishona Harbe Hu Misyashi B'Talmudo U'Metaritz Li'Atzmoi Dover HaKoshe. After a person has learned a lot, he's finished the Shas and done reviews, then he is able to on his own, he'll achieve clarity, things will fall into place on their own, and he will be able to answer for himself those things that are difficult. V'achinami amrin in b'horoya, the same drosha appears in Perek Horoa, the end of Maseches Brochas, Haskes, the posik there says, Haskes u'shma Yisrael, and the Gemara breaks up the word Haskes as follows, Has means silence, v'acharkach kates. Silence means one should not raise questions, rather listen, absorb, and afterwards kates, afterwards smash apart, delve into it, break it into its fine meaning. U'maisinan l'ha d'rova hosom, and Rova's comment over here is brought over there as well. Continuing in the Gemara, v'yoma Rova li'oilom ligris inish, a person should learn, and we'll see shortly that the word ligris has to do with a general type of understanding as opposed to a refined understanding. So that a person should engage in the general learning, continue on without the fine understanding. The afagav, the mishkach, even if one finds himself forgetting, the afagav, the lo yoda, mai ko'omar. And even if he's in a situation where, and according to Rashi, it means that the Rav that he's learning from can't offer him full explanation. The Marsha explains differently than Rashi, that he learns without analysis. Of course, we're talking about the initial stage of learning, and with the goal of the learning to be fluent in his mind. And even if the Rav is able to offer a deep explanation, he is not to engage in that, of course, on the initial learning. Shenemar, the Pasuk says, Gorso nafshi lisa avo. Gorso ksiv, alo ksiv tochano. Rashi points out the word Gorsa from the word from the pasuk that says Geres v'Karmel, which is a reference to things that were parts of the grain, if you will. Shelohoya toichin hodek elo kerechayim shel grusos. It's a reference to a type of grinding of the wheat that was not ground finely. It was a type of grinder which split the wheat into two or four parts, but not into a fine powder like you have in the case of flour. That's geres, and that's what the pasuk says, gorsa nafshi l'savo, and gorsa ksiv v'lo ksiv tochana. Gorsa meaning this chunky type of thing, non-refined, non-involved, and without deep analysis. The Rashi points out, Gorso nafshi l'tavo, meirov tavosi l'toro, hoisi shoiver l'fiha yecholes, because of my great desire for Torah, I would figure out according to my abilities, afalpi she'eni tochan ahodek likones b'omka, even if I wasn't going into its depths. The Marsha on this section points out that a person is expected to involve himself in the study of Torah in this girsa fashion, even if he forgets, and that this particular idea that the Gemara says afagav the mishkach, even if he forgets, is learned from the pasuk itself, the end of the pasuk that the Gemara does not quote, but it says gorsu nafshi l'savo el mishpotecho bechol eis, and the Marsha says that this bechol eis, which means at all times, even if one's Torah learning is something that he absorbs at that moment, at that time, at that hour, even though he forgets it later on. So the Marsha is bringing a raya to this idea that one should continue his learning and not preoccupy himself with the fact that he may be forgetting later on. This, of course, is to be contrasted with the Gemara in Maseches Menachos, Daf Tzadi Tes Amid Beis, which talks about one who forgets his Torah learning is Mischayev Benafshoi. The resolution of these two sources is very simply that the one is Mischai Benafsho, is deserving of death for forgetting Torah learning. That's if he sets his mind to forgetting. One who learns Torah with the attitude of, I'm not going to review this, there's no need for me to remember it. Or a person who says, I'm going to learn Torah, and as far as I'm concerned, it would be better if I would forget what I learned. That is the Gemara in Menachos that says he's Mischayev Benafsho. But if a person has a great desire to learn Torah and expose himself to more and more Torah learning, and as a result of that, he just learns more and more and more and keeps going on, and then but finds himself not remembering that which he learned the day before, that's okay. And that's what the Marsha says you can learn from the end of that pasuk, the Gorsa Nafshi Telva, and the end of which says El Mishpotecha Bechol Eis, that at all times, even if now I know it and tomorrow I forget it. Continuing in the Gemara, Rava Rami. Rava raises a discrepancy in Psukim. Ksiv, Pasuk Gimel says in Mishlei Perektes, Al Gape Merome Keres. Uksiv, in Pasuk Yudalit, it says, Al Kise Merome Keres. Rashi here explains the word Gape having to do with on the wings of a bird. Knafayim, wings, are something that's not very well established. So It should be noted that Rashi has a second shot on the word gape, meaning alone, by oneself. So we have two psukim. One says that the Torah, and it should have been noted that the psukim here are referring to the Torah. So b'tchila al gape. Initially, the Torah is something, when one is approaching it, learning it for the first time, it seems something that's very unestablished. It's very shaky, if you will, like on the wings. According to the Marsha, it is a reference to something that's far away. It's like flying high up. It's hard to achieve. That is at the beginning of one's Torah learning. However, ulebasof, after one has studied a lot, then it's al-kiseh. Then, as Rashi says, it's in a firm position, or according to the Marsha, it's something that is accessible and you have control over it, like something that's sitting on a chair. Ksiv, Barosh Meroimim. The Pasuk says that also in description of the Torah, it's something, Barosh Meroimim, Rashi says, is Mistalek B'machbuois, something that's hidden off in private, in a hidden place. Uksiv Alei Derech. Alei Derech means on the main road. B'tchila Barosh Meroimim. At first, when a person is studying, he's studying in private, out of the public eye. Ulebasof Alei Derech, after he's learned a lot, he then becomes someone who's capable of offering rulings and Torah decisions in a public fashion. Ula Rami. Ula raises a discrepancy. Ksiv Shtei Mayim Borecha. Uksiv the Noizlim Misoch Be'erecha. The first part of the Pasuk refers to the water being found in a bor, a pit. The second part of the Pasuk refers to that which flows out of a live spring, a be'er. B'tchila Shtei Miborecha. At the beginning of one's Torah learning, his Torah learning is something that is accumulated. It's like water that is accumulated into a pit from an outside source. That is a reference to one's learning initially from his Rav. However, ulebasof, after he's accumulated a lot of Torah learning, the Pasuk then is it says, "V'noizlim misoch beirecha." Let's read that again. "B'tchila shtei miborecha." Initially, you're drinking water that you gain from an outside source. Ulebasof, after you've learned a lot, then you will be producing chidushei Torah, Torah novelty, and ideas that you come up with on your own from learning Torah. That's "V'noizlim misoch beirecha." The liquid, the flow from the spring. That you become like a live spring. Omar Rava, Omar Rav Schoira, Omar Rav Huna. My dichtiv, hoin mehevel yimat, v'koivetz al yad yarbeh. Im oise odom toiroso chavilos, chavilos. The word mehevel in the posuk, hevel, beginning with a hey, we can switch that around for a ches. There are certain rules in letter associations and letter pronunciations that allows for a certain amount of let's say movement or latitude with regard to drushes of these words. So the word the hey can be interchanged for a ches. So the word heun mehevel is understood as a chavilah, a bundle. So the drosha is, if a person makes his Torah chavilos chavilos, he learns in large quantities, with so large a quantity that he's unable to do a successful review of the material, mismait, it will gradually dissipate from him. V'im koivetz al yad, if, however, he learns small amounts, and then does review on the small amounts, and only after he's done the review, he goes on, then yarbeh, then he will accumulate the Torah and he'll amass the Torah. So, Rava, and we've called this Rava Aleph. This is the first drosha with regard to issue of how much Torah, how much, what quantity-wise, how much should I learn initially? Should I learn large quantities and then, as a result of that, I won't be able to successfully review it? And so the first Rava says, that he's quoting in the name of Schora, that one should not learn large quantities prior to any review. Continuing in the Gemara, Omar Rava, Yadi Rabbanan Laha Milsa, V'Avri Allah. Rava announces that the Rabbonin or the students know this particular drasha and they violate it. The Marsha explains that it would seem a little odd for them to, and Tosus also points this out, it would be odd for them to express their pride in violating a drashas chazal. So how is it that the Gemara announces that they know this and yet they violate it? So the Marsha explains that the drashas we saw above that suggested that le'olam yilmad odom Torah le'olam ligris inish v'afagav de mishkach v'afagav de le'yoda mai ka'amar, that drosha is suggesting just keep on going, even if you forget, which sounds like even if you're not reviewing, just keep on going would seem to be another drosha that contradicts this drosha. So when the Rava tells us that the Rabbonin are aware of this drosha and they violated it, really is saying they violate this drosha in opting to fulfill the above drosha. Omar Rav Nachman bar Yitzchok, ano avidita v'kiyem biyodi, whereas I did this, I did this method of hon mehevel yimat, and it stayed with me. There is a comment in the Marsha that we will look at that comment together in the context of our shiur right now, and he introduces another girsa. So those of you who have a Marsha available, one, you can open up the Marsha commentary, and if not, so we will read what he writes on this particular topic. My dichtiv hoy mehevel yimat hey shel hevel mischalefes beches. As we mentioned before, the hey interchanges with a ches, and boisios with the letters aleph hey aleph ches hey ayin v'chiay gavne dorshu, and you find a similar drosha in other places. Kabed Hashem mehonecha mimechonenecha udekomar, and regarding the Gemara here, this is ano avidito, I did it. We just saw that where Rav Nachman Bar Yitzchok says, I did it. Kosva toisus avidita bedalet pirush asitia, that I did the approach that was mentioned by Rav Schoram Rav Huna, hon mehevel yimat. V'yesh gorsim bereish avarte, there's a girsa that toisus mentions that says that Rav Nachman Bar Yitzchok is telling us, I violated. V'lo nehira, Tosfos doesn't like this pshat, the imkain bolistor ad kan lashono, because then he's coming to announce his pride in his not fulfilling what Chazal said. Avol akati kosheli, but still the Marsha says I have a problem. De ka'omar the yadi rabbonon loha milsa v'avri alah, the rabbonon know this and they violate it. Kevon the yadi amai ko'avri alo, if you know something, you would expect someone to follow it, not violate it. Gam my rabu seinami de Rav Nachman ben bar Yitzchok shispoer shasitia, and if you keep the girsa of the Gemara where Rav Nachman Yitzchok says I did it, what's the big deal that he did what he's supposed to do? He announces I did what I'm supposed to do. There's no chiddush in that. The alkei nira. Therefore, the Marsha comes to the conclusion that we mentioned before, that the above drushes that we saw in Rova's name, the beginning of the wide lines, namely le'olam yilmad odom Torah v'acharkach yehege, ule'olam ligris inish v'afagav de mishkach, kemo shekosav liel, uchapirush Rashi perakoroya, and as Rashi explained those comments in the last parak of Brachas, soiser kol ze. The above drushes contradict that which we said most recently. Im Adam Oise Toiroso Chavilos Mismayet. The drasha here says that if a person learns large quantities, it will diminish. Ulaze Omar Rabbonon, and Laze Omar the Rabbonon Yadi Hach drasha, and based on that, the Rabbonon said they know this drasha. Dimada Moise Torosu Chavilos Mismayet, that if a person learns large quantities before reviewing, it will diminish. The Avri Allah, the Avdi Kahanach Droshas Deliel, and they disregard this particular drasha and do like the ones mentioned above. The Yesh Lilmoid the Odom Harbe, that a person should learn large quantities. V'afagav the Lo Yoda the Chule, even if he doesn't really have a full understanding, and even if he forgets. V'acharkach Yehegev V'ayein Bo, and then only afterwards, only after he's finished the first round, so to speak, of let us say learning the entire Shas. Without massive reviews of small quantities, and after that he then starts to look into it. Well, the fize yesh lekayim hagirsa avarte bereish, the avarte lahach drosha dehoin mehevel v'lo amadeti kein chavilos, and with that understanding we could keep the girsa that Rav Nachman Bar Yitzchok is saying. I violated the teaching of Hoin Mehevel Yemat. In other words, I in fact did learn large quantities, Vilamadati Kein Chavilos, and I learned the large amounts, Vikien Biyoti, Kanaf Joshis Deliel. So if you accept the Marsha's approach to this, it would come out that the Rabbonon that Rava introduces, as we call Rava Beis, and Rav Nachman Bar Yitzchok are advocating learning large quantities and not worrying about the stage-by-stage review as one is going along, but rather would cover large chunks, even with the danger, so to speak, of one forgetting initially. What Rav Nachman Bar Yitzchok is mechadesh is that even by learning the large quantities, I was still able to maintain it, and I wasn't victim of that which was raised as a fear that one would forget. He says, "V'kiyem biyodi," I was successful, even though I adopted the above mentioned approach of learning large quantities. Omar Rav Shizbi, Mishmei Rav Elozar ben Azariah. My dichtiv lo yachroich remiot seido. This will be explained according to two different pshatim as we go on in the Gemara. The first approach is taking the word yachroich as an abbreviation, as a notary cone. Lo yichye velo yaarich yomim tzayad haramai. A tzayad is a trapsman. To appreciate the meaning of this, we're going to look in Rashi. Tzayad HaRamai, the underhanded trapsman. What does that mean? He tries to fool the public. Shemirame Anoshim. He fools the people. Laharois Kamani Chochom. Trying to show off how smart or how wise he is. Lahamid Girsis Harbe. To make many citations. V'hu Mishkachu Mekatzer Yomov. But he forgets and thereby shortens his life. Dichtiv kihu chayecho v'oirech yomecho. There's another approach to this, and as we go on in the Gemara, v'rav sheshes omar tzayed haramai yachroich. In this case, we'll call it the cunning hunter, the hunter who is skilled and wants to achieve success. What he does is as he catches a bird, he immediately singes it or roasts it, and as opposed to trying to gather a large flock of birds, and if he tries then to eat them, as he places one on the fire, all the rest will fly away. This we can also learn inside by looking in Rashi, Rav Sheshes Omar Tzayed HaRamai Hu Yachroich, B'loshon Ichruchi Ichruch, which means to singe something. Klomar, Yesh Loi Oifois Lachruch Lachol, a person who has birds to roast and to eat. Kol mi shaloyme vigoris mat ma'at u'machaser olov pa'omim harbe. Everyone who learns small amounts and does numerous reviews on the small amounts, ad sheshogu b'fiv, until he's fluent in it, v'achaka choyzer v'lomed, and then he goes on, and only after he's done numerous reviews, he goes on to learn new material, talmudo miskayem, the Talmud, his learning, will last with him, ukro atmuye matma, and the Torah, the posuk is to be read in a with a tone of wonderment, v'chi lo yachroch, mishetzedo remio, will he not be able to singe that which he traps with skill? So this approach would seem to be supporting the Rava Aleph that we saw above, where Rava quoted Rav Schoram Rav Huna, the Hoin Mehevel Yimat, the Kevitz Al Yad Yarbe approach. Continuing in the Gemara, Ki Osa Rav Dimi Omar, Moshel Odom Shitzot Siporim, the an analogy to illustrate the teaching that we just saw with regard to the Rav Ashi's pshat inside a Ramah Yachroch is the analogy is to a trapsman that shetzot siporim, who captures birds. He mishaber knofeha shel rishonav, he breaks the wings, so to speak, of the first one so that it doesn't flutter away. Kulam miskaimas biodo, each successive bird he breaks its wings so that it can't fly away, so he'll be able to maintain possession of all of them. V'imlav, if he catches a bird but doesn't do anything to arrest that bird, then ein miskaimas biodo. Eventually, he won't be able to have control over the birds and they'll all flutter away. So in summation of this piece of Gemara, which is so important with regard to the method that one should choose in his learning, there is one clear theme, and that is that the process of analysis of one's learning, one is to hold off on that until he's gone through the material initially on a superficial basis. And only after he's gone through the Shas, as the Gemara in Shabbos, Daf Samach Gimel, Amud Aleph suggests, only then he should pursue the analysis of the Shas. As far as quantity is concerned, how much should learn on a daily basis, if you will, that is the subject of two opinions that one sees in this particular sugya. It's worth noting that Rava himself, who offered all of these suggestions, is portrayed in the Gemara in Maseches Chulin as being the Harifa Sakina, a very sharp and analytical individual. And I think that Rashi there says that Liboy Rochav Besvora, he himself achieved the abilities of great analytical abilities. And if this is how Rava in Maseches Chulin Daf Ayin Zayin Amud Aleph is described as Lei Posuch Loi Besvara, it would probably behoove us to adopt his approach to learning, and with the hopes of achieving success like he did. V'hoya Ke'etz Shosu Al Palge Mayim Omri Debei Rabyanai. This too is a posuk at the beginning of Sefer Tehillim, Perek Aleph Posuk Gimel. The posuk refers to a tree that's shosul al palge mayim. The word shosul is a term that indicates something that will ultimately be transplanted. In other words, it's as many saplings are raised. They're initially planted in one location and uprooted once they develop to a certain degree of growth and placed and replanted in another location. This word shasul is in opposition or in contrast to the word notua. Notua in Hebrew is a reference to something with a permanence attached to it. So the Gemara explains, Amri debei Rabyanai, Ke'etz shasul v'lo ke'etz notua, like a sapling that's temporarily planted with the expectation of it moving to another place, but not like a tree with planted with permanence. And what bearing does that have on us and Torah learning? One who learns from one Rav will not see benefit or great results in his Torah learning forever. Rav Chisda l'Rabbanan. Rav Chisda addresses the students and says, "Bo'ino de'emaluchu milsa. I want to tell you something, umistafina, but I'm afraid deshavkisu li vaazlisu, that you're going to leave me and go somewhere else." But he says it anyway. Kol aloy meitorim ravechad eino roya simin brocha li oylam. That anyone who learns Torah from one Rav will not see benefit forever. Well, they heard that. They were learning by Rav Chisda. He was one Rav. Shavkuhu, they left him. V'yozo kamei de Rabo. And they came to learn by Rabba. Amar lehu. So Rabba tells them, Hani mili, Savora. This is true when it comes to analysis. Avol gemora me rav echod odif. Ki hechi delo liflog lishni. When it comes to the initial, the gemora, which we the initial learning, the call we can refer to the superficial learning, the that is to be learned from one Rav. Because you'll get a fluent and consistent explanation, which is of essential importance when it comes to that, to the basic text, if you will. Savora, on the other hand, Rashi at the bottom explains, "Lulmoid charifus v'chidud halev," to absorb sharpness and analytical abilities. The achar shelomad ushkura b'fiv girsas atamud. After, notice Rashi again emphasizes the issue of order. That's after he has finished the shas on the superficial level. Then, and only then, one engages in the svara. That is best accomplished by exposing oneself to multiple rabbonim. The pasuk says in Tehillim Perek Aleph Pasuk Gimel, we said the word palge has to do with different streams or flows of water. So Omar of Tanchum Bar Chaniloi le'olam yishalish odom shnoisov, a person should divide his lifetime into three parts: shlish b'mikro, shlish b'mishnah, shlish b'talmud. One third of his life in learning mikra, those are psukim, one third of his life learning Mishnayos, and one third of his life learning Talmud. The Gemara asks on this, does a person know how long he is going to live, that he should be able to divide his life into three parts? So the Gemara answers, ki kuamrinon biyomi. Rashi explains, shnei yomim mikra, shnei yomim mishnah, v'chein kol shavua v'shavua, that we're not talking about a person's entire life, but rather week by week, assuming we are talking about 6 days. Shabbos, let us say, is not part of this cheshbon, so you have 2 days for mikra, 2 days for mishnah, and 2 days for talmud. Tosfos, though, feels that the same issue can be raised. A person doesn't know how long he's going to live. So how can he know how much of the week he's going to live out, that he can afford to divide it up like that? Therefore, Tosfos feels that it's a reference to a daily calculation. That, and he explains that every day a person should learn each one of these things. What's interesting to note is that Tosfos doesn't necessarily conclude that it's a matter of dividing the hours of the day into these parts. If you notice, the Tosfos on the third line from the top, we'll read that together. L'kach nira liyomi means b'chol yoim, that he should expose himself every day to mikra, mishnah, and gemara. L'kach tiknu psuke hatomid u'mishnas ezu mekoiman Ubraiso de Rabbi Shmuel. And that's why there is established as part of the davening, as part of the prayers in the morning, you have psukim of the Talmud, of the Tomid, the korban, the daily korban psukim are mentioned, recited, and the Mishnah in the that's quotes from the fifth parak of Svachim, that's the Mishnah of Ezer Mekoman, and the Brisa of Rabbi Yishmael. All of those one finds in his Siddur. So it would seem from the Tosfos, and it appears also from the Marsha, that it's not a function necessary of dividing the day into three parts. The Tosfos goes on to say, "V'nirlo Rabbeinu Tam de'anu she'oiskim b'Talmud Bavli." We who are involved with the limud of the Babylonian Talmud, dayenu, that the Babylonian Talmud, by learning it, we fulfill this requirement of Yishalish Odom. Why is that? Ki hu bolu b'mikro b'mishna uve Talmud, because it has mixed in it a lot of psukim, mishnayos, as well as Talmud. Can I remember Sanhedrin? Bovel is blula b'mikro, blula b'mishnah, blula b'talmud. The word bovel indicates something that is mixed together. There is an issue that's raised concerning the Mishnah in Ovos that speaks about ben chomesh lemikra, ben eser lemishnah, ben tesvov letalmud. How does one resolve that with what we have over here? So the Marsha raises this issue, and it would seem from what he says that as far as the development of a child is concerned, when one is starting off to his learning, he is to learn as is prescribed in Maseches Ovos, that he starts off at 5 with the Mikra, and at 10 he starts the Mishnah, and at 15 the Talmud. After he's involved with the Talmud, based on the Tosfos explanation the Marsha cites, he continues basic study is invested in Talmud. At the same time, he's also constantly being exposed to Mikra and Mishnah as well. Continuing in the Gemara, Asher Pirio Yitain Beito. Omar Rova, Impirio Yitain Beitoi. If a person is Kovea, has fixed times, Ito has to do with time, has fixed times for learning Torah. Another pshat is that he's Mekayim, that which it says in the Torah, V'oleu lo yibol, literally, and the leaves will not wither. But as far as we're concerned, then a person will have success. He won't wither away. V'im lav, but if not, if a person is not kovea, doesn't have fixed times of fixed daily Torah routine, or he learns but doesn't fulfill that which it says in the Torah, al haloimed v'al hamalamed aleim hakosuv omer. The pasuk then goes on to say regarding the one who studies or the one who teaches in this fashion, then lo kein horishoyim kim im kamoitz asher tidfenu ruach. They won't be like a fresh leaf that doesn't wither, but rather will be like the chaff of the grain that's cast away in the wind. Amar Rabbi Abba, Amar Rav Huna, Amar Rav. Mai dechtiv ki rabim chalolim hipila. The pasuk goes on to say, v'atzumim kol harugeha. So what is this a reference to when it says, ki rabim chalolim hipila, which is a reference to many, many killed individuals. Zed Talmud, shalohi gia lahiro amura. This is a reference to someone who studies Torah, but hasn't studied enough. He hasn't achieved. He hasn't reached a level whereby he can render decisions, and nevertheless he does. Vatsumim kol harugel, ze talmid shehigia lahayra v'eino mora. The word atsumim is understood by some mepharshim like the word otsim, one who closes up. So this is a reference to someone who has achieved a level of Torah knowledge where he could render decisions, and yet doesn't. Both both of them, one who is not capable and does, and one who is capable and doesn't, are responsible for, we'll call, spiritual death of many people. The ad kamo, at what point are we saying that one is fit? Ad mem shonin, by age or by after 40 years, then one is said to have achieved a level by which he can render decisions. As far as the definition of mem shonim, there is a reference to this also in Maseches Soita. Rashi over here says 40 years of age. Tosfos in Maseches Soita Daf Chof Beis Omid Beis says after being with one's Rav for 40 years, after 40 years of learning, not necessarily 40 years old. The Gemara asks, "V'ha Rabba Oiri?" Rabba was a posek. He taught Torah and offered decisions, Torah decisions, and he himself lived only till age 40. So the Gemara says that's an exceptional case. Hasam b'shavin. With regard to Rabba, there was no one in his town that was greater than he. V'aleu lo yibol, and its leaf shall not wither. Omar Rav Acho bar Ado, Omar Rav Yamri lo, Omar Rav Acho bar Abo, Omar Rav Hamnuna, Omar Rav Minayin shafilu sichas chulin shel talmidei chachomim tzricha limud. From where do we know that even the common discussions, common speech of Torah scholars requires study? Shinemar v'olehu lo yibol. Even the leaves, which are not the main part of the plant, but even the leaves, which is what we're saying here is the sichas chulin of Talmid Chachamim, requires study and attention. What is the reason for that? So Rashi explains that one is supposed to learn how to speak like Talmid Chachamim with refined speech. According to the Marsha, even the common speech of Torah scholars, if one pays attention to it, one can learn Torah ideas from their common discussions. The pasuk says, "V'chol asher yaseh yatzliach." Omar of Yeshua ben Levi, and before we go on in the Gemara, we are about to see what we've marked off as a long point. As you can see, the long point lasts a number of lines. You can see the circled nun, which is a nekuda, and a vertical dashed line, which indicates that all of the lines of Gemara that are opposite this vertical dashed line form a singular point. Omar Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi, Dovor Zeh, the following idea, Kosov B'Torah, V'shonui B'Nevim U'Meshulash B'Ksuvim, is written in the Chumash, is repeated in the prophets, in the Nevi'im, and mentioned a third time in the Ksuvim. On the side of our Gemara, on the outside margin, we have a topic heading with a structural note combined, attached to it. You notice a double underline. That's a series marking. And we're going to be learning here that Kol Oisek B'Torah D'Rochav Matzlichim. Anyone who engages, who dedicates himself to Torah learning, his ways will be successful. As we turn back to the Gemara, what idea is it that's repeated three times? Kol Oisek B'Torah D'Rochav Matzlichim Lo. The original girsa is Yav Nechosov Matzlichim Lo, which means his properties will experience growth and success. Drochav means the ways of such a person will be met with success. The double underlining is featuring the different citations. You have the Torah, and then the Nevi'im, and later the Ksuvim. Kosov b'Torah, dechtiv, ushmartem es divrei habris hazois, v'asisem oisom, leman taskilu es kol asher ta'asun. So if one keeps the covenant, which is a reference to the Torah, and follows its ways, he will Laman taskilu, in order to be successful. Shonui benaviim, tichtiv lo yomush sefer Torah zeh mipicha, v'yigisa b'yomim v'laila, laman tishmor la'asos k'chol hakosuv bo, ki oz tatzliach es drachecha v'yoz taskil. Once again, we've dashed underlined the section of the pasuk indicating success. That's tatzliach, is hatzlocha, success in all of one's ways. And of course, the opening of the pasuk says that lo yomush sefer Torah zeh mipicha, that it shall not depart from you, and you shall be engaged in its study day and night. Mishulish b'ksuvim d'chtiv ki im b'soras Hashem cheftzoi u'b'soirasu yege yoimam v'layla v'hoyo ke'etz shosu apal geimayim asher piru yutem b'itoi v'yoleu lo yibol v'chol asher ya'ase yatzliach. And once again, as this pasuk is also encouraging one to dedicate himself to Torah study, even if it be day and night, and everything that he does will meet with success. Machriz Rav Alexandri. Rav Alexandri announced, man boi chai, who wants life? Who wants life? Well, who doesn't? So, konuf yosukuli alma legabe, they all assembled around him. Amri le havlon chai, they said, give us life. Amar lehu, so he said, here, I'll give you life. Miho eish, echofetz chayim, netzor leshon chomeira. Who is the man that desires life? He is the one that will guard his tongue from evil. The pasuk is a clear reference that one should guard one's tongue, one's speech. Shema yoimar odom, a person might conclude, natzarti leshoni meiros usfasai mi daber mirma. I have successfully guarded my tongue from evil and my lips from speaking falsehoods. Eilech v'eskara b'shina. Well, now I can go and sleep away. Talmud Lomar, the pasuk also says, sur me'ra v'asei tov. Distance yourself from evil, but that's not enough, but also perform, in a positive sense, the good. Well, what's the good? The ein toiv ela Torah. Good? Tov is Torah. Shnema ki lekach toiv nosati lochem toirosi al tazovus. You see, in this pasuk, the presence of the word tov together with Torah leading to our conclusion that the tov is the Torah. Higia lekipo mokom shamimim bo avodis kachovim. The Mishnah mentioned that when a person is building a merchatz, a bathhouse, for an idol worshipper, when he gets to the point of the bathhouse, the kippah, where the idol was positioned, so where it was the idol was or posted there, so it's the Mishnah says osur livnos. Amr Belozer, Amr Yochanan, im bona schoro muter. If he happens to build the kippah, then wager, the salary that he gets is muter, is allowed. Pshita. Well, it's fairly obvious that the schar is muter. I don't really see why we need Rabbi Yochanan, says the Gemara, and why is it so obvious? Misham shevidus kechavim hein. This kippah, this special room in the merchatz, which is referred to as the kippah, is a room that itself isn't worshipped. It serves the idol. U'mesham shevidus kechavim, and things that are that occupy a service capacity for idols, bein l'Rabbi Shmuel, bein l'Rabbi Kiva, einon asurin ad shiavdu. They are prohibited only once the idol is worshipped. But right now we're talking about something in construction. So what is it that Rabbi Yochanan is telling me that I wouldn't know already? We see here a triangle appear, and its role, you can see, is to highlight, you have Rabbi Yirmiyah, and then there will be a second presentation, a second stage of this discussion of what I need Rabbi Yochanan for, presented by Rabbi Bar Ula a few lines later. So we're trying to answer right now what do I need, Rabbi Yochanan, that I wouldn't know on my own. So Omer Rabbi Yirmiyah, lo nitzrucho elo lavudis kechovim atzmo. The teaching of Rabbi Yochanan that says if he built it, his payment is acceptable, that's a reference to the building or the construction of an idol itself. This idea that the schar is mutter works out well only according to the opinion that says regarding idols, shall Yisrael asur miyad v'shal ovei kechovim ad shetei ovei shapir, that an idol constructed for a Jew, so it becomes usur immediately even before it's worshipped. An idol constructed for a goy, for an idol worshipper, for a Gentile, it is not usur until it's actually worshipped. So when it's in construction, it is not prohibited. Hence, I'm allowed to benefit from the money paid, because the money that I'm paid is before it's, I am paid before the Gentile actually worships it. But according to the opinion that an idol made for a Gentile is forbidden immediately, even before it's worshipped. So how could Rabbi Yochanan say that the schar, the wages I get paid for that, are acceptable? Elo omar rabba ba'ulo. Loi nitzrucha elo b'makosh acharon. The din of Rabbi Yochanan is telling me that the wages are allowed because the idol is formed only once the last hammer beating is applied. Avodas kechovim man kogarim lo. What makes an idol into an idol? Gemar malacha. The end of the construction. Fi emas havi gemar malacha. At what point is the completion of its construction? B'makos acharon, with the last hammering. Well, up till that point, then it's not an idol. It's an idol in the making. Makosh achron les bei shaveputa. The last hammering doesn't have any real money value to it. So I am getting paid for all of the work up till the last hammering. As far as the last hammering, it is only that which makes it into an idol. Up till that point, it's not viewed as an idol. As far as my wages are concerned, I am getting paid for all of the efforts invested up till that point. Alma Kosovar, from this analysis you can see that he is of the opinion, Yeshno l'schirus mitchila v'yad sof, that wages are said to accumulate from the very beginning till the end, as opposed to another approach which says, the other approach is not subscribed to by Rabba Bar Ula, which says, Eino l'schirus elo l'besof, that payment is made only upon the completion of the work, and that each stage or each energy, that each part, piece of energy that's invested in the middle, is not that which I'm getting paid for, but rather I'm getting paid for the completion of the work. However, this approach, which says that the wages are acceptable, is working on the analysis that yeshno l'schirus mitchilo v'ad sof. Therefore, the wages are mutter. With regard to this Mishnah, the Tosfos and the Gro choose not to read the first two lines. So we would pick up with the end of the second line, Ein moichim lem b'mechuba l'karka. One is not allowed to sell to Gentiles land or things that are attached to the land in Eretz Yisrael. Aval moicher hu mishiyiktatz. However, I'm allowed to sell him things after they're chopped down. In other words, I might not be able to sell him a tree, but I can sell him wood that was once part of a tree, but it's now chopped. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Mocher Hu Almanas Lokutz. Rabbi Yehuda is more lenient and says you can sell to the Gentile a tree or other types of plants with a condition attached, that I'm selling it to you on condition, with the understanding that you will cut it down. Mino hanimili. What is the source that I'm not allowed to sell to a Gentile that which is attached to the land of Eretz Yisrael? Omer Rabbi Yossi bar Chanina, Diomakro, Lo Sechonem, which equals Lo Sitein Lehem Chanoyo Bakarka. The Pasuk says Lo Sechonem, and from that we learn not to give them Chanoyo Bakarka. Literally, the Chanoyo would be to the encampment on the land, but for our purposes it means to give them a holding in the land. With that, we conclude our shiur for today.